Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today, let's talk about trade and tax reform. President Trump wants to improve the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and the Congress is presenting a tax reform package. NAFTA is in the spotlight right now. The whole farm and food industry is worried that President Trump could formally withdraw the United States from that agreement. 80 organizations and companies sent a letter to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross saying that withdrawal would be a disaster for agriculture and rural America. And here's the cost. Number one, we would sacrifice 50,000 jobs in our industry and would see a national drop in GDP of $13 billion. Number two, would erase $800 million in the value of corn and increase the farm program cost by $1.2 billion. And number three, would lose $500 million in high fructose corn exports. And four, Mexico and Canada account for 40% of our pork exports. Canada is our second largest chicken market. 70% of our turkey exports go to Mexico. Mexico and Canada account for 27% of total beef shipments. Dairy exports to Mexico equal $1 billion per year. If we pull out of NAFTA, we run the risk of losing all of the favorable ag trade advantage that our industry enjoys today. And I realize that overall we run a trade deficit with both Mexico and Canada. But for the food and ag industries, it is positive. We're making our concerns known loud and clear, and hopefully we can get a reasonable resolution. We did it before. Just last month, the ag industry joined together to urge President Trump to keep in place the renewable fuel standard. We got that done in spite of the fact that EPA wanted to weaken the biofuels targets. There's just never a dull moment out here. On tax reform, the Republicans want to lower the corporate tax rate and cut personal income taxes. And that sounds good to me, but where do we get the money to run the government? And that is a challenge, and I'm going to talk in detail on that issue next week. Our soybeans are all harvested out on the farm, and corn is maybe a week behind. Be safe in your harvest. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.